Hi, thanks for having me. So I'm here to talk about a paradox at the intersection of biological and physical oceanography. And what that is that from the point of view of a phytoplankton, the ocean is very poorly designed because seawater attenuates sunlight such that all of the solar radiation incident at the surface of the ocean, only 1% about makes it to 80 meters depth in the ocean. So for the other 4,000 plus meters of the ocean, it's essentially dark, and it's very hard to photosynthesize in the dark. So that alone wouldn't be a problem, except that the nutrients critical for photosynthesis are also rapidly depleted in the surface layer where the sunlight is available. So these nutrients are incorporated into organic particles, such as phytoplankton cells and the fecal pellets that zooplankton produce after eating those phytoplankton cells. And because those organic particles have mass, they're subject to gravity, and they sink into the ocean interior, where they're returned to their inorganic dissolved form. So we can see that in this figure that I have here, versus depth in the ocean on the y-axis and latitude on the x-axis, this is just sliced through the North Atlantic subtropical, what was called the subtropical gyre, and we have essentially no nutrients, that blue region at the top, no nutrients above 200 meters. So where there's light, there isn't nutrients. Where there are nutrients, there is not light. So what's a phytoplankton to do? Well, luckily for life in the ocean, there's physics. And so there's vertical transport in the ocean, which can bring those nutrients back up to the sunlit surface ocean, without which the ocean would be a stagnant and lifeless abyss. We'd have a stagnant and lifeless abyss in the ocean. So there's just one more problem, which is that the ocean's heated from above by sunlight coming in from the surface. So it's therefore stably stratified, which means that there's less dense water sitting on more dense water, and also very resistant to vertical transport, because you have to overcome that buoyancy effect of having light water on dense water. So this is the same slice through the subtropical North Atlantic showing the density structure, and you can see the blue colors are light density and the red colors are heavy density. We have light on heavy. So my research examines these physical processes that shape the living ocean. So how do we reunite, for instance, how do we reunite the nutrients at depth with the photosynthesizers at the surface? One thing I've looked at, for example, is the ocean's large-scale overturning circulation. So this is a schematic showing the northward transport of light waters at the surface ocean, which sink at high northern latitudes, flow in the deep ocean back to the southern ocean, the Antarctic circumpolar current that encircles the Earth at the low in the southern ocean at the high latitudes in the south southern hemisphere, and come back up. So this overturning cell in the ocean helps, over long time scales, restore those nutrients that leak to the abyss. Finally, because those are processes are important at high latitudes, this overturning happens to bring the nutrients up, particularly in the Southern Ocean. This map shows how the nutrients then are transferred horizontally in the wind-driven transport from the high-latitude ocean. So in the blue colors at the very southern extent of this map show the loss of nutrients from the Southern Ocean and their transport, those red colors, their supply to the subtropical gyre. So that's one way that these nutrients are restored to the subtropics. Thank you.